Your relationship can't survive on the leftovers of your time, your energy, or your attention.
That's why we created Grounded in Love, a couples retreat in Sedona, Arizona on beautiful Oak Creek Canyon. It's October 22nd to 25th, which is a Thursday to a Sunday.
This isn't just a getaway. This is for intentional days to slow down, reconnect, build emotional safety, and create the kind of relationship you've been working so hard to build.
We'll guide you through powerful workshops, private coaching sessions, plenty of powerful experiential moments to connect the two of you, and plenty of time for just the two of you to enjoy.
We intentionally limited this retreat to 8 couples so that you could have a deeply personalized experience. We have filled half of the retreat, so we have 4 spaces remaining.
So if you've been looking for the right time to invest in your relationship, this is it. Click the link in the show notes or email us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com, and we'll set up a 30-minute discovery call to make sure it's a great fit for you.
We'd love to spend the long weekend with you.
There was a period in our relationship where I stopped initiating sex completely.
We did that intentionally because our sexual relationship was getting complicated and we started to develop this dysfunctional pattern around high desire, low desire, which then made initiation feel very tense and almost conflictual.
And so a part of us rebuilding our intimate relationship was me stepping back, and it helped.
It did help, and I needed to find my own desire and explore that instead of always kind of waiting on EJ's desire, waiting on an answer from me. So the space was really helpful. But then something happened that I didn't really expect. And as our sex life started getting healthier, I didn't want to be the only one initiating anymore. I actually wanted EJ to want me again.
And that's when I realized that it felt awkward and I wasn't quite sure how to do it. And I was a little kind of scared to. And something that had been, you know, completely natural at one point in our relationship felt very foreign and almost like it wasn't like safe to do anymore.
And so that is what we're talking about today.
Yeah. How do we learn to reach for one another again when our sexual history has become pretty complicated?
Hello, all, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I am Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin. And as Tara often says, this is the place where we talk about everything relationship. And we are going to the big one today,
sex.
Which is we're talking about sex.
Sex. People love sex. Or people don't want sex.
Or people don't want sex. And that's kind of what we're dealing with here, is how people come together after they've had a complicated history around their sexual relationship for a long time, specifically initiation of intimacy. And somebody maybe wrote in and saying they wanted us to talk about this. We're going to tell the story through some seasons of our relationship. And as we were talking about this the other day, we sort of divided it that we've had 3 seasons we've definitely gone through.
And now we're in our 4th.
And we're in a 4th season.
And there's 4 seasons.
Yeah, we both love the fall, right? So here we go. We're going into the fall of our relationship.
And as you guys know, we always like to share our stories and what it was like for us then and now, because we have utilized the tools and skills and built enough emotional safety where we finally feel like freedom in our relationship around all things. And so thank you again, just for like reaching out and for listening to us and hearing all of our stories. Yeah. But we're living proof that you can create a sexual relationship without tension. And we just see so many couples struggle with this. And we're like, oh my gosh, we know we've
tension.
Been there. Yeah.
We dealt with that. We, you know, and it's not like, again, it's not like the story's not finished. Like there's still
it's never finished
moments, and there'll be, you know, other disruptors. But we've gotten better and better at it by going through these things and using some of the tools we've learned and some of the tools we teach. So let's get into our season. So
our first season.
Let's go through the first season. And
we call it the early season.
The early season. It was the season where we just met each other.
Yeah.
And it was exciting.
It was exciting.
And it was fun.
It was fun.
I kissed you at the Surly Wench.
You did.
You know, and in our relationship, we had a lot more free time because I had split custody. So we had, you know, sometimes 3-4 days alone to do trips, to hang out and barbecue at your condo. And we didn't have a business yet. And that first season, intimacy was effortless, right? It was organic. There wasn't even any thought of who initiated.
I often initiated.
You initiated.
I was like, I was very much the initiator.
You were super frisky.
I was frisky.
I was like just super attracted to you. And there just was like, there was a lightness.
Yeah, there was so early season, there was not pressure. It felt organic. There wasn't a story with it. It was just like, oh, we're connecting. We love each other. We have a great time. This feels really good.
Yeah.
Right? It was spontaneous too. And I guess for me in the early season, there was no pressure.
There was zero pressure.
There was no storm front. Ha, you like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the storms came rumbling in.
We're calling that the hard middle
season. The hard middle season.
And that was middle season.
You know, that was interesting because, you know, just being completely transparent, there was actually a short part of that hard middle season that was me, was that my desire wasn't quite as high as yours. And we had a little bit of issues around that. And that was hard for you because you didn't like that. We kind of made it through that. And then, bam, we had twins.
Colicky twins.
And then even after the twins, like four or five years after that, then perimenopause appeared. We didn't even know what the hell, we didn't know what was going on for probably another 4 years after that. So we had this hard middle.
Which was a lot of rejection for EJ.
Yeah.
Pressure for me. Resentment started building for me. I definitely became this is when low desire partner, high desire partner became evident. Like I was very much like the low desire partner now. And then EJ was feeling rejected and then I was feeling resentful. And that's where like tension and pressure really started to come in that, you know, hard middle. And that's where initiation started to create conflict. Because you would start to initiate more and I would be like, how do you even think I would want that right now? Like, have you not seen my day, right? That's kind of what my story was. So that's hard middle season, that's season two. Yeah. Season three, we call it the adaptation season.
Yeah, as we started to like figure out how to adjust to it, right? We figured out like, and that took a lot. Like that was like, oh, let's try scheduled sex. Well, that's definitely not working. Let's just like wipe it completely off the clock. Well, that was kind of tough. But one of the major adaptations for us and with a lot of couples, we actually talked to somebody about this just the other day, was we adjusted initiation where that pressure that was being created by me initiating, we said like, look, I'm not going to initiate anymore, Tara. Like this is, and it was an agreement that we made. It wasn't like a demand that Tara forced upon me. It was like a consent that we came up together of like, I'm going to wait for you to come to me and you let me know.
Well, I know like some people are going to be like, that's crazy. You know, like you guys stopped trying, but that wasn't it. Like I was feeling so overwhelmed and I literally had like no room in my body for sexual desire because I was so consumed by anxiety around the initiation piece and like being different and not having desire. And so for us, like we just knew that our dynamic got so complicated that EJ's like, and I were like, can I just be the one initiating EJ? Even if it doesn't happen, I don't know what that will look like. But in order for my anxiety to get a little soothed, can like we just take you initiating off the table for right now so I can try to have space and find it?
Yes.
It wasn't about like just stop initiating forever. It was just, right, we're in each other's care. I was experiencing so much anxiety in my nervous system that I would be nervous to go to bed at night and I was just so tired. And so we made an agreement that we didn't want to do that to ourselves or each other.
I think we did it actually in a pretty healthy way. Like kudos to us. Like, and it's not like, you know, we tried a lot of other approaches in this hard season that worked in varying ways of really just trying to preserve like goodwill and kindness and love and togetherness. But some couples, this sort of like one person just backing off an initiation, it just happens because they just get so fatigued by rejection and they just sort of naturally pull back, right? So you know, the way we went about it was the way we went about it, but this is definitely something that frequently just naturally happens as well. So we made it through that adaptation season, right? Like where we made, for us, a conscious decision for me to back off as the initiator. And currently, we've entered into what we're calling today the now season. You know, it's where we're currently at. And a lot of things, you know, we've a lot of work has sort of culminated around emotional safety, around you feeling a lot more emotionally safe. I think me feeling a lot more emotionally safe. Definitely just some figuring out some physiological stuff.
Yeah.
From like us just like having some space to take care of ourselves physically, mentally, some hormonal stuff with both of us, really, you know, like getting our sort of like hormones back in, also finding some semblance of balance in our life. So our like central nervous systems are not like completely fried continually.
Yeah.
So we've come out of that adaptation system and things are starting to feel more natural around expressions of love on the whole spectrum of intimacy, right? Like we're talking, because even though we're talking about initiation really in the context of sex today, but initiation also of just like loving gestures and, you know,
playfulness.
But the now season is interesting because I haven't initiated in a long time. And I think you have expressed that you're like, you're kind of wanting not to just always be the one.
Right. Yeah.
And it's clunky. So now we're sort of posing the question to people, how do you learn to reach for each other once again when there's a complicated history in your sexual relationship?
Yes. And talk about this, obviously, like when you're feeling neutral, but this is just, remember, a heart with ears. Like we want to really talk about this because we don't want sex to feel pressure or tense in our relationship anymore. And I feel like one of the first questions you can say is like, what does initiation mean?
Yeah. I mean, because I think in the complicated season of a relationship, it's sort of different for each. For me, initiation was like, hey, do you want me? Like, do you want this? Is this something you're even interested in?
Yeah.
When I would initiate, you would sort of be like confused, right? Like, is it an invitation or is this you having an expectation of something from me?
And I was, because of the resentment I was feeling and just how overwhelmed I would feel like, oh my gosh, this is an expectation. Like, this is all he cares about. That was my story. Now I see it as an invitation. But it used to be seen as, felt as an expectation.
Yeah. Well, and also I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, too, like initiation for you in that complicated season was almost like, do I want to do this?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was like you would maybe initiate, but you had such like apprehension about like.
It was to soothe anxiety.
Well, yeah, it was like to soothe your own anxiety. So then my response to your initiation oftentimes in those moments was like, do you want to do this?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you know, yeah, I remember that.
Because I was just like, I was walking on eggshells because I didn't want you to do something you didn't want to do.
Yeah.
But then there was also like, but yeah, that would be great if you wanted to do that.
Yes.
So we're switching out of that sort of like initiation as this sort of like fundamentally insecure, unsure environment where it's sort of like loses that sense of like pressure and responsibility.
Yeah.
Right?
I love what you said here. Explore how the same reach, right, that same initiation can mean something completely different to two nervous systems, exactly how we just explained it, and how years of pressure and rejection and longing changes what a person hears. And we really want to help you guys hear it in really healthy ways for both of you. Because yes, we still have different perceptions, but I think it's all out of goodness, and we don't, none of us want sex to feel unsafe or like it's a task or a chore, because it's the one thing that we get to have with our partner that is unique, unless you're in like a polyamorous relationship, right? If that is unique to us for our relationship, and like it's the one thing that becomes the most painful spot of suffering.
Well, and I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure our way back to, it's never going to be what it was, right? And that's, I mean, there might be moments, that's not true. We might go Bali or something and things like are so novel and, you know, whatever. And we might have moments of it, but we're really like trying to redefine what initiation is without pressure, insecurity, and responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, can I express desire
without responsibility? That's huge.
Yeah, without it being you. Yeah, that's your responsibility to somehow like make me feel comfortable or whatever. That you and I can begin to just say like, hey, like I, it's about desire or it's about connection. You know, and that I just want to express this to you that like it has like a sort of, it has like an honesty to it.
Yes. And can I receive your desire without becoming responsible for satisfying it? Because what if you express desire? Well, if you express desire to me now, before I would be anxious. Oh my gosh, like he's wanting this and I should, because I know we haven't done it in so long. Versus now I can be like, oh my gosh, thank you. I love that you're still frisky towards me. I'm not in that place right now, but right? It's so different now. So it's like, I'm not responsible for satisfying your initiation.
No.
But I love that you're initiating still, even if I'm not in the mood.
You have been given one life, one opportunity to become the man that your marriage, your family, your work, and your future are asking you to become. The question isn't whether life will shape you, because it will. The question is whether you'll be intentional about the person you're becoming. That's why I created Men Who Do the Work, not another self-help group, a community. Because what I've realized is that men don't need to be pushed into vulnerability. They need to be patiently accompanied to it. This is a community where men can tell the truth, take responsibility, challenge each other with respect, and intentionally pursue the kind of man that they want to become. Our first founding cohort filled immediately, and now I'm opening a second. If something in you is saying, it's time, I'm ready for that conversation, then reach out to me at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com and we'll schedule a complimentary discovery call. I'm looking forward to speaking with you and having you join us on this journey. See, there is like something we're trying to come back to from early in our relationship. And it's not this like seamless, you know, honeymoon vibe. It's that at the beginning of our relationship, there weren't expectations.
Yes, that's huge.
Yeah. You know, it was really just like an invitation to each other to connect.
Yeah.
Right.
And it wasn't like if we had sex, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, now I don't have to deal with this for two more weeks. It was like, oh, that's awesome. That was so good. Like there was no story to it, which then when we went into our hard middle season, and we hear this from a lot of couples, now there's a story like, oh my gosh, it's been 2 weeks. He's going to want some, or okay, now I'm like good for like 2 weeks, or if my period started, whatever that is, you know, we've had multiple podcasts about it. Like it's that we create these stories around it once it becomes complicated. Yeah. Which then mess with us big time. And then it becomes the expectation versus invitation.
Yes. And so this is something that you and your partner can talk about like, what is the difference in the quality of like making a bid for connection? And honestly, it's not just sex. It's around like in the kitchen, a little hug, a playful, you know, coming together about like, what is it like to invite you to connect?
Right.
You know, and the if you're in that spot, like fantastic. But I want to let you know that you just matter, and I just want to be close to you, and I want to like, I want to love you. And if you're there, you're there. And if you're not, you're not. Mm-hmm. And that it's just important you know that you matter to me. There's no expectation here.
Yeah.
Because I trust, honestly, that if it wasn't there for a day, a week, yeah, month's getting a little. But you know, that like I trust, I love you. And
can I ask a question?
Yeah, I love it when you ask questions.
Because I know my process, but like we work with a lot of heterosexual couples where men really get their like feelings
egos bruised.
No, but they get their feeling of like worth through sex. And it's like, I know the work you had to do in order to like create safety for me. Like, I know you had to do a lot of your own individual work. And I just, you know, what was that like for you? Because I think like men hearing this or for women hearing this and they're like, oh my gosh, my husband would never do that. Like your work was a huge part of what we're even talking about now, which then gave me the ability to have my freedom to understand what my desire was now. And like, and it was genuine because you weren't like just doing it and digging your heels and waiting. You were truly like, man, if it never happens again, like I love you and that's enough. It was a true shift for you. And I just want people to know what that work was like on your part, which then allowed me to do my work too.
I mean, it was complicated. It wasn't quick. I had to acknowledge my own insecurity and see it for that and stop what was easier to do, which was to blame you and to really just focus. And oftentimes focus, and I've heard this to other guys say this in the context of people I've worked with and other friends and stuff too, that like after the fact, they realize like, wow, like I was like really thinking that my partner was just like choosing to punish me mm-hmm. or was choosing not to be with me in that way. And they had a realization or at some point of like, God, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And how easy it is though to buy into that narrative. And so I had to like really challenge that narrative. That was a big thing. I mean, for me, a huge part of it was clarifying that I really wanted to be with you.
Yeah, I think that's huge.
Like that I was like, you know, I want to be with her. And whatever we have right now is enough. And we've talked about, I've shared that on a number of times, like that like I was like, okay, if this is all I get of Tara right now, I can be happy with that because it would be better than to have nothing. And if I keep going the direction I'm going, I risk having nothing. And that really like that shifted things profoundly for me. That got me out of that frustrated place,
which I had perceived your frustration as like selfishness. And so when you were willing to do that work for yourself and really like be super honest and transparent, like I was like, okay, like he's not selfish, he's actually selfless. Like he would like be okay with no sex if he had to be, which is obviously not the case and not the outcome. It was more we just needed space. But like that was important to me. And I know that was really hard.
So that, again, that got us out of the messy middle.
Yeah.
As we talk about it, other areas of our model. But now where we're at is this figure, and I think this is like clunky in its own way, but like I think we're, you know, the other part about like what got us through is like we talked about it and talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. And you were like, you can't not tell me that you're frustrated about our sex life if you're frustrated about our sex life. And so, you know, I think like you and you have to get support a lot of times. You gotta get a coach, you gotta go to therapy, you gotta get some help in finding a framework to talk about it. But now we're in this clunky place of like what is this mature intimacy that we're trying to come to? And somebody, we were on some other podcast and they were kind of asking us about our intimate life. And it's kind of a weird place because we're like, we're discovering new things. Like definitely the initiation thing is still clunky because it's, we're trying to figure out again, like how does it just become an invitation? When do you make that invitation?
Yeah. And regardless of the response to the invitation, it's all okay.
So I think what we're playing with is how we make our next adaptation into just letting each other know we're interested, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That there's no strings attached.
No strings attached. I like that.
That I can tell you, like, hey, I'm feeling frisky, or I can come up and give you a kiss.
Yeah.
And it's like you giving me permission, you know, hey, you can do that again.
Absolutely.
That's something that's okay. I think, again, it's really back to our through line throughout it is like this emotional safety where we can continue to talk about it. And this is interesting. I think we could get better at this. Is I think we probably need to talk more about this, because now that it is a little more free and it does kind of a little more organically happen, we haven't been talking a lot about it.
Yeah.
And I think we could talk a little bit more about it.
Well, I was just thinking, like, I can't even remember the last time, like, in my, because my brain would always go to, like, okay, we just did it. So now I'm good for a few days. Like, that story, those cognitions aren't even there. There's no, like, when we are intimate now, physically intimate, there's like, that was awesome. There's no, like, oh my gosh, now I have 2 days. Now, like, it is gone. Like, I promise everyone out there, that story is gone. It's gone. And I guess I was just
and it's
thinking
gone for
about
me
that
because
we, like, haven't talked about that.
Like, there, time will pass, you know?
For sure.
Time will pass still.
Yeah.
And it's okay. There's that pressure doesn't enter our system. But that doesn't mean that, like, we shouldn't be like, hey, we should still be talking about it. Like, we should be talking. You know, we should be asking the same questions that we're asking our audience to have is like, what does initiation mean today in our relationship? Is it talking about going into the weekend of like, hey, we got a full weekend, we got kids and stuff. Like, I'd love to, like, connect with you that way this weekend. Let's make sure.
Yeah. I think for me too, it's like having couples recognize, having the conversation around what initiation means for both of them and how each person experiences it so that they can start to see what's healthy and not healthy. Yeah. Is it an expectation or an invitation? Does it feel like a responsibility or does it feel free? Does it feel like a control thing or does it feel like either person can feel free to have that response and whatever that response is okay?
Well, and maybe in our case and maybe in some couples' cases, maybe there's naming what season we are in. Because I think in some ways, like, we're kind of in a season, if I was going to name it, of, like, rediscovery.
Oh, yeah. Instead of the now, it's the rediscovery season.
Yeah, because we're not in the early season.
Yeah.
We're not in the hard season. We're not in that adaptation season. I think we're in, like, a season of discovery.
Oh, season of discovery. Season
Which sounds
four.
Pretty cool. Like, I like that.
Yeah. Sex furniture when the kids leave for college. You never know.
Pull that old website out again.
If you're listening to this and you're like, I don't even know how to start this conversation with my partner, please reach out. I can give you some questions from our, we have the sexual intimacy inventory and our relationship innovation at home manual.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
And I feel like it's a really great way to start conversations around initiation and, like, what tension is there and how would we want it to be different? I can send you some questions around that.
Why don't we do this? I will put that up onto Patreon.
Oh, the sexual intimacy.
So if you're not already a member of our free Patreon community, go ahead. There's a link in the show notes. Just go ahead and join. And then you can, because we had 50 date nights a few weeks ago, 50 like at-home date night ideas that went up. So this one, I'll put up that sexual, what is it called?
It's called the Sexual Intimacy Inventory.
The sexual Invitation. So, like, there's another great one in our workbook, which is available on Amazon. I want to get some yes, no, maybes going that too. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, so just reach out. Thanks so much for listening. Again, we always love sharing our challenges and then getting through them and kind of coming out on the other side because we feel like we're hope holders for couples who feel like it can't be different.
Yes. And if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe. Only like 30% of the listening audience actually subscribes to your podcast and it really helps us out a lot. Give us a review. We appreciate that. Tell somebody about our podcast. Get that word out because having a relationship takes some effort.
And skills.
And some skills. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. As always, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tara and I are now coaching couples globally. We're moving couples from me versus you to we. We're helping couples build that healthy, loving connection that they've always wanted.
This isn't about learning one more communication tool. It's about understanding yourself more deeply, understanding your partner more deeply to build that compassion, developing emotional safety, and building the relationship that you want to have in your life.
We only have a limited amount of spaces available at any given time. So if you think the coaching might be the right thing for you, we would love to meet you.
You can schedule a complimentary 30-minute discovery call where we hear your story, we tell you about how we do our work, make sure that we're a really good fit.
You can click the link in the show notes, or you can email us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com.
Me and you just singing on the train, me and you listening to the rain, me and you, we are the same, me and you have all the fame we need. Are we?